From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day is an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright.
Welcome to another edition of The Secret Life of Motherhood. Hello, Secret Mom.
Hello, Secret Mom. We're making things not so secret, playing open cards, yes, throwing everything out on the table. So we've spoken about, is it normal?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most normal things for a mom to experience,
unfortunately,
is mom guilt.
Mm.
So, I mean, as a human being, you're going to feel about things, guilty about things that you've done wrong. Things that you think you could have done differently, hopefully, if you've got a conscience. But as a mom, the most ridiculous things. Logically, it doesn't make sense. But as a mom, you
it's
know,
just constant.
It's like that whole girl math thing that was a craze recently. So this is mom math.
This is mom math.
Equals mom guilt.
Times pi equals square. I don't know. I was never good with math.
Okay, so what's mom guilt?
So I looked it up on Urban Dictionary, and as I'm saying this now, I'm a little insecure because I don't know if Urban Dictionary is still a thing.
It is now.
But you know what? It was a thing in my day, so here we go. According to Urban Dictionary, guilt a mother feels anytime she takes time to do something for herself outside of work that does not involve children, i.e., after barely seeing my children all week due to work, I had horrible mom guilt when dropping them off at the sitter so I could go to the gym. So I would just like to add, that is a terrible example of mom guilt. Because that's just life.
That definition could have been a lot shorter. It could have ended at mom guilt is when mothers feel guilt about anything, period.
Anything stupid. Anything stupid and bizarre. Breathing. You feel guilty about breathing sometimes.
Because I'm stealing your oxygen.
Yes, basically.
Yeah, so, I mean, right off the bat, I don't think this is something that dads feel.
I know it's not. I was in a Teams call a while ago with two dads on the team. And I had experienced extreme mom guilt that week. The team's meeting was only on Tuesday, but that's irrelative. So I asked them straight off the bat. I was like, yes, guys, you know mom guilt, yeah? And they were like, mm-hmm. Well, do guys, dads, do they suffer from dad guilt? And there was silence. And then the one guy said, wait, back up. Guilt? Mom guilt? Dad guilt? What is this? Define it. So, you know, I rest my case.
Yeah. So, what have you felt mom guilt about that was either absolutely ridiculous? Let's say, we'll give our examples. Was it ridiculous? Was it justified? You were supposed to feel guilty. Which one? You go first.
Yay. Last week, my son had a bath. And he comes and he sits on the couch where, you know, we're all chilling just after dinner. He comes, sits on the couch. It's summertime, so it's really hot. He's got his boxers on. And as he plonks down on the couch, as kids do, I hear, bah! And his face goes bright red. And his hands go behind and feels his pants. And he says, oh, they tore. I'm like, it's okay, buddy. Maybe there was just like a bad stitch in it or something. Get up. Let me have a look. It tore like right from the moon to the sun. Okay. Straight through. So I'm like, dude, it's not a problem. Tomorrow morning, it's Saturday. We're going to go get you some new boxes. He's like, okay, cool. Can I also get some new underwear, some jockeys? I'm like, you got tons, man, but okay, cool. Why? Says, no, because they're a little tight. And it's then that I realized that I have not bought him underwear, nor boxes, in a very long time.
How long, though? How old is he?
He's turning 8. So I sent him to go fetch a pair of jockey's underwear. Comes back. Check the size. He's 8. The size and the underwear my son has been wearing is 4 to 5.
Ah!
So it was not a bad stitch in the boxes. It was just a size issue.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Should Anne be feeling guilty?
I've had a lot on my mind. Not on my mind, on my plate, on my everything. Kerker.
Let me put it this way. I get why you feel guilty. Because that is uncommon. But I don't think you should feel guilty because you have a lot on your everything. To be fair, my eldest is very tall and skinny. So okay. She very often wears a size
as
smaller.
Is mine.
Exactly. So yeah. She wears a slightly size smaller shirt or pair of pants.
Mm.
And then you just kind of like
go with it.
Especially when it's their favorite. You just keep going until
still
that
still looks good.
Yeah, it's fine.
Nobody
it's
fine. Sees his underwear. Anyway, okay, your turn, Christine. Mom guilt.
So awesome.
Give it your best shot. Go.
I don't know if I can top that, but let's try.
Somebody call the popo.
So earlier this week, for context, mornings. I can't. I am scared of mornings, weekday mornings. I dread them. And once again this week, it was just a horrible, horrible morning. The eldest, at one time I lost it. Like banshee level, as much as you can think, like volume, severity. I'm like, my neighbor actually for the first time in 5 years said she heard me screaming at my kids.
And she's a mom herself.
So, mm-hmm. No, I asked and then she's like, yeah, I heard you. So anyway, bad morning. And the eldest eventually starts getting her together. The smallie is like, nah, I'm not having it. Like, mm-mm. I don't care.
Give it your best shot, mama.
I don't care that you're melting down. It's hot out here, you know. And eventually, we get everyone out the door. Eldest is a little bit late. Smallie is on time. I go to work. Everything's fine. It's fine. Pick them up in the afternoon. It's fine.
Is this before or after I picked your child up for school?
This is before. So, that night, they're finally all in bed. Everyone's got medicine. Everything's fine. I open the microwave to heat up something. And I take out a little bowl, a little green plastic bowl with dried up Weet-Bix.
Mm.
It soaked up all the milk.
Your poor child.
It was my youngest.
Cease.
Whom I screamed at the top of my voice to the point where I was coughing. It was her breakfast, which she had asked for. I had started making and I had absolutely forgotten to give her breakfast for school. So that was great.
Well, you know what? I know both your kids. And
okay.
And Smallie, as you are affectionately calling her, she's okay. She's gonna be fine in life, okay? Mm. She says her say, she does what she wants to do, she takes what she wants to take. So the fact that this whole morning like plan out the way it did and she left without breakfast, I'm not going to say it was part of her plan, but it definitely wasn't against her plan.
She was probably fine. Plotted that out like she's going to feel guilty tonight.
Exactly.
I'm not going to tell her I didn't have breakfast.
She's very sweet, by the way. She's a very cute girl. We're making her sound horrible, but she's not. She's just
you
a
know
child.
That whole thing of which one of your kids do you think will overthrow the government and why is it always your second?
Yeah, that's why.
That's why. It's stereotypical. So, yeah, that was my mom guilt. But we actually got someone else who sent something in about her mom guilt. So let's have a listen.
I feel really guilty still to this day, even though nobody knows. But it all started with, you know, how that saying goes, never say never. Well, a while ago, we were at a friend's wedding, and this was before I had my second baby. It was a bit out of Swakop, and it was time to go, get onto the bus to leave. And we're basically on the bus, and friends of ours, they get onto the bus, and they're like, oh, we forgot the second one. And we just looked at each other, and we're like, wow, that's so bad. Wow, how can they do that? Lo and behold, few years down the line, second one is born. and we're at a friend's house and we get ready to leave, and little one, baby, is sleeping in his car seat. We had packed everything up. We're heading out the door and we're just like, where's the small one? And he was sitting all cozied up in his car seat, and we felt so bad. It hasn't happened again, and I don't think it will happen again. But yeah, still haunts me. Also, please tell me this has happened to you or to other moms so I can feel less guilty.
Babe, it's okay. Look, you don't have to feel guilty because he doesn't know.
No, he has no idea. He has never no will. Idea.
He was fast asleep. He was chilling.
It was good.
And I'm quite sure that if you forgot him there, your friends would have phoned you. And
very like, quickly.
I think you forgot something. So, no, don't feel guilty. Like, that's fine. Yes, at some point you're going to forget your child. I almost forgot my child in the car once. Almost. Luckily, it was not outside in the sun. And I didn't forget her.
See?
But I almost walked away without her. Yeah, and I mean, I'm very happy for you if you haven't. I'm quite sure there's some other stuff.
You've done?
I feel guilty when I give my children food that they don't like. And then I'm like, I put in all of this effort and now they were looking forward to this meal and I made them wait. Like, you can't snack because it's almost dinner. And then they hate the food. But if I just give them 2-minute noodles, I also They'll feel be happy. Guilty because yes. I'm not giving them vegetables. And nutrients. Oh my gosh, I should have made them much more used to vegetables. Not for a lack of trying. I mean, mm-hmm. My kids, mm-hmm. they wanted like yellow peppers in their lunchbox the other day. I was like, yeah,
wow.
It's fine. Yeah, that doesn't happen often.
How did you do that?
I let them pack their own stuff and they rummaged through the, but mind you, the
Look
week before they
you.
didn't want peppers in their dinner. I'm like, okay, fine, you hate peppers now. So you feel guilty about, I feel guilty when I put my kids in their own beds at night so that I can sleep in my bed.
I feel guilty not for putting my son in bed early or putting him in bed. I feel guilty for being relieved when I put him to bed.
Yeah.
Because then I feel like, oh, yay, I've got some time to breathe. Oh, I shouldn't have time to breathe. I'm a bad mom for liking my own space and time.
Yeah.
And I think that's a pretty common mom guilt yeah. to suffer from.
I think that's where, that's the thing that most moms, you know, have, or what they have guilt about is that part of I'm not allowed to have time for myself.
Which is
and
stupid.
I find that we start feeling guilty not just for our children or about our children, but also everyone else helping out. For a very long time, I felt really, really guilty about asking for help, asking for support, asking for people to watch my kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I honestly think that if I had done it sooner, my kids would be more used to other people and then I would feel guilty about the fact that they have abandonment issues and, you know.
I don't think they do.
No, they don't. but that they would have, right? But you actually build up such camaraderie, such compassion for other people when you ask help. And it is kind of a mom win when someone asks you, like, I'm not coping or whatever. Mm. So don't feel guilty. The other mom's like, yeah, no, it's fine. One of these days I send my kid to you and then I don't have to feel guilty.
Yeah, because you feel trusted, right?
Yeah, exactly.
When another mom says, oh, I can't do this. Can you please come help?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I'm so overwhelmed already. But yes, I'll be there in 10 minutes. Take a page out of dad's book here.
And that is?
Mom guilt
what?
Exactly.
Yeah. Look, half these things our kids don't know about. They don't care about.
Hopefully.
I think half of it they really don't care about. And start leaning on your village. Start leaning on other moms, even if it's just to say.
It's a saying for a reason.
Yeah.
Nee?
It takes a village to raise a child, and sometimes that village just listens. Sometimes that village, you know, my neighbor made us dinner the other night when the smallie was sick. She was like,
and that's beautiful.
Don't worry, I've got you guys. Just come over at 6.
Mm.
You know, you have to open yourself up to it. And I have found that the more I open myself up to that help, the less guilty I feel. Because other moms feel the same.
Yes.
And then they're like, I got you. I know. And then once they have it, you're like, I got you.
You're there to back them up.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do everything.
No.
This is what I tell my son when he's forgotten something or he didn't do something right and he loses it. I say to him, what's the worst that's going to happen? Do you think the world's going to end? Do you think there's going to be a tornado? No. No. So just...
Yeah.
Take a whoosah moment. It's all okay.
And like I said to someone the other day, someone's going to traumatize your kids. Might as well be you.
Might as well be you.
And on that note, please share your mom guilt stories with us, because we like to laugh at each other and go like, oh, I'm not the only one, am I?
We like to laugh with each other. And I think next week, what are we going to discuss? I've got a good story about going all full mama bear.
Cool. We can do mama bear.
Yeah. Like, mama bear.
Oh, not banshee, not at your kids. Like, mama bear
At other people. Yeah. Yes. Like, release the beast.
I'd love to hear your stories.
It's a good one. You better catch this episode next week.
Yeah.
Not a lot of stuff leaves Christine speechless. I think this one might. So
I am looking forward to it.
Catch the next episode of
Secret Life of Motherhood.
Ta-da!
The Secret Life of Motherhood, only on Nova 103.5.